Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence, as always, bringing you the experts to help you optimize and maximize your mobile strategy. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, providing custom research and content marketing to the global mobile industry and offering mentoring and consulting to mobile startups.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari, award-winning filmmaker and executive director of marketing at Higher Ground Creative Agency.
So Shahab, you know, we've done a lot of shows about apps, and we're going to do a lot more. That's definitely in the pipeline. And we all know that one
mostly
of the reasons...
thanks to your guests, obviously.
Yep, definitely into apps indeed. I mean, two books about apps and continually writing about it. But, you know, it's so exciting because it is a real app economy. And it's important also to understand not just how to work in this economy and succeed in this economy, but how to make money, right? And we all know that the reasons why an app has to stand out from the crowd is that it has to become, it has to get discovered. So with 1,600 apps submitted to the Apple iTunes App Store alone, right, you just have to stay on your toes.
Yeah, and obviously user acquisition is the way to raise your profile and your revenue, since the main goal of most user acquisition campaigns will be to generate revenue and increase profits. But it's not a walk in the park, because throughout the process, there will be plenty of small analytical elements to adjust, refine, and above all, measure along the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's what I hear at every conference, Shahab. You know, it's test, implement, you know, rinse and repeat, figure out what works, figure out how to repeat it. You know, it's just never-ending work. And there are a lot of key questions to consider. How much do I need to spend? You know, how many networks should I use? What are the pros and cons of these ad networks? What are the metrics that really matter? You know, is it...
Yeah,
is,
and I don't mean to cut you off here, but you have to be a UA ninja to master all the capabilities you need. And that would be quite a show if we could explain that in one episode. I mean, I don't think that's possible.
I mean, if we would crack the code on that, Shahab, then obviously, you know, we'd be
$1 million question,
and we would be in demand, not just our guests, but we would too. So to get us started on this journey to becoming a Jedi, right, we're going to basically go to the source here and talk to someone who does UA daily, so user acquisition daily, knows firsthand what app developers and studios are up against. I mean, it's really taking a practical approach rather than the theoretical ones I might have written about in my book. So our guest today is Saikala Sultanova. She's a renowned games marketing and user acquisition expert who enjoys working with integrated systems, creating efficient and sustainable UA strategies, and above all, achieving results. She's currently the lead user acquisition expert at Space Ape Games, which is an award-winning mobile social strategy games company headquartered in London. And prior to all of this, Saikala built the UA function for the games company Miniclip and was instrumental in architecting the UA strategy at Plumbee, also a maker of social casino games. So she definitely has the cred. Welcome to the show, Saikala.
Hi, thank you. Thank you very much. Peggy, you make me blush.
Oh, wow.
Well, and let's get started on you know, giving our listeners a little bit more in-depth knowledge on your background. What got you into user acquisition?
Well, I didn't know anything about marketing, and I finished my master's degree here in London. By chance, luckily, I joined a gaming startup. And there with at Plumbee at that time, now GSN, with social casino gaming, I was able to learn all sorts of things. So at that time, It was a small startup, so lots of juggling with various tasks on marketing mm-hmm. side. And at that time, I learned about user acquisition and started on Facebook. It's exactly 5 years ago now.
That's amazing. And in that time, what's changed in user acquisition? Are there new challenges, things that you need to overcome, or is it pretty much the same game?
Oh, there's plenty changed. There's lots of new networks. The platform has changed. The world shifted towards mobile, the tablet devices, the mobile smartphone devices. Mm-hmm. At that time when I started, it was probably like 10% on mobile, maybe even less. Right now, it's taking over desktop. So we also need to shift our business towards mobile. Then there's a lots of mobile networks to, work through as well to find out what's quality and what's right for your business. And the third thing is that there are a lot more sophisticated tools that we have at the moment with technology development that we can actually use right now and do things in a smarter way.
I mean, a smarter way, that's really the key here, because it's not about doing more, because in UA, you're already doing a lot. You're watching a lot. It's juggling a lot on your plate, literally. It's about doing things smarter. Let's start with just the talents that people like you, that someone who wants to focus on UA would need. What do you need to do it smarter? Is it a special type of focus? I mean, it's obviously not an education because you can't learn it in school. You got to learn it on the job. But how do you become really the type of person who can take this to a new level?
That's a tricky question. I think that the must-have for any UA expert or any person who wants to be one in the future is you have to love numbers. You have to love working mm-hmm. with numbers, analysis, anything to do with analytics and technology, tracking technology and things like that. I mean, if you have one thing, if you love working with numbers, the rest you can learn is not without a problem.
So you're talking about numbers, but is it something where you have to have any specific type of background? I mean, I've read articles, for example, to say, if you want to get a UA expert, you have to hire someone who's, an analyst and a data scientist. And I've seen other articles that say, no, get someone who thinks out of the box, get someone who maybe comes up from design. It's not really written in stone. What's your view?
I think it's case by case scenario, really. You can have an amazing analyst who have no clue or desire to learn about creative side, mm-hmm. because you can measure creative performance as well. So it really depends. Obviously, if you want to have, if you're lucky enough to have a very creative person who also loves numbers, that's a perfect match. But it is case by case. I can't really tell.
And it's obvious that, you love numbers and that's why you are perfect for this role. But, what else inside yourself made you a perfect UA ninja?
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't say perfect. Nobody's perfect. But I think one of them.
She's modest, too.
Yeah, well. Love for numbers, then also putting that together with creative and some marketing capabilities as well that I've tried before gaming a little bit. I think what makes not just me, but a few of us out there UA ninjas is continuous testing, repeating, learning something, and then repeating the loop and not stopping to do that at all times. Because natural environment changes, and if we don't continue to learn, then we stop progressing. And yeah, if one can live with continuous learning and testing, then life is great and more exciting.
Yeah, and that definitely has parallels. Yeah, exactly. I was going to say that has a lot of parallels.
As you can say, we think alike here. I'm thinking it's just like marketing. And if something works and then mm-hmm. the next campaign comes, I mean, it's very, very similar. And I guess you would also say, it's something where the work is never done and it's testing and innovating and building.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And there are times where you think, oh, well, why did that campaign not work? You can't look at it like that. That is your learning process. Okay, what if we change the creative? What if we change the headline or what have you, depending on what type of campaign it is. So testing, definitely very important.
So there's a lot of really interesting parallels here, which is another reason why, all our listeners, not just the app developers among them, should be listening in, because this is about marketing for apps, but it's just like marketing in mobile. So when we get back after the break, we're going to continue to talk about what you need to be a UA ninja. We've talked about the talents, and then we're going to look into the tools, the technology, and some great tips. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Are you paying too much for your paid advertising, or have you quit altogether because it seemed like a huge waste of money? Studies show that companies waste 25% of their PPC spend on average. The web marketing experts at WMETraining.com can show you how to make your AdWords account a lean, mean, converting machine. Whether you're just starting out or want to take your skills to the next level, we have a class for you. Contact the web marketing experts at WMETraining.com.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Cranberry Radio, online anytime at cranberry.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
And our guest today, Saikala Sultanova, UA expert at Space Ape Games.
Yeah, definitely a pleasure to have you on. One question that I do have, a little bit in jest, we're talking about the UA ninjas, but these UA ninjas aren't just born. You know, you become one. So what are some of the steps of becoming a user acquisition expert?
Yes, that's true. All of us, we learn through testing different things and learning on the job a lot. But I think two most important things for me personally are to work with your vendors, with your tools that you use and vendors really closely, mm-hmm. Technology providers, because they are very smart people. They teach you a lot. I personally learned a lot about technology from our tool providers. Then the second part is to be keen and open to try new things, even if it's still in beta. And if you have an opportunity to try that closed beta, test, I don't know, some advertising product from Google, Facebook, or Twitter, or any of the other networks that sound good, you should always try. And if you have a budget, if the budget allows, try to allocate a small amount just for testing. So you never know. Because if you're first in a game and you learn first, that means you can use the momentum to, for...
Yeah, you can use what you've learned before anybody else can learn it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly that.
I mean, you talk about working with vendors. Can you tell me a little bit about how that actually works? I mean, is it something as simple as saying, hey, vendor X, I'm using your tool and I have a question, and what you send them, you DM them on Twitter, you get to know them in other forums. I mean, how does that interaction really sort of take place and then build so that when you have a question or you want to exchange with the vendor that you can?
Yes, sure. That kind of works in, with a vendor and supply and demand side. Usually the supply side would contact you first, mm-hmm. but you don't have to wait for them. If there is a need for a tool, and there is a gap inside your company that you need to fill with a quality tool, you can just go ahead and create a comparison table, go and search for different tools and see what the reviews are. Search your network, for example, and go and talk to all of UA experts out there that I know and get references on those tools. Then you talk to the providers as well, get some more information. Always important to read their FAQs, any kind of tech documentation that they provide, because that's an indication of how good they are, what kind of support they provide going forward as well. These sort of things. And then you just need to test, because only test will show if it works or not.
Right. And what about your pick of tools? I mean, what are you currently excited about right now?
Well, right now I'm quite excited because it's been a while since I compared and contrasted, reviewed mobile tracking providers. And I actually have that on my task list. We are completing this week a review of all mobile tracking providers.
And, oh, wow.
Yeah. Well, not all of them, but the top five. We took the top five with the best technology out there available globally. And we're reviewing them and selecting what's right for us.
Are you going to publish that? Is that going to be a blog post or white paper?
Yes, I will update. I will not, of course, expose who we selected, because everyone has different needs. Hence why everyone needs to do their homework. But I will publish the contents, what kind of requirements you should look out for and what should be useful for what. Yeah. And then people just would need to do their own homework, collect information, because otherwise it would be biased, right? So.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, I mean, there's different tools for different types of companies. I mean, if you're an indie or a small studio starting out, is there not the actual names of the tools, but are there sort of types of tools that you absolutely have to have? So you need to have, you know, something for attribution, something for tracking, blah, blah, blah. I mean, different tools to do different jobs. What's sort of like the minimum of what you need under your belt?
Oh, that's actually quite a good question, because I'm also advising for a small startup in Australia, Melbourne, and they don't have all that money that big companies have. And so they may need some tools that are free or cheap enough for them to be able to afford it. What I advise to them is to see what are the free tools. So we explored a few different options. They went ahead with a paid tracking provider, but the cheaper one, I think it was AppSflyer at that time. And then there is on analytics side, Google tools are amazing and super, super cheap. People don't realize how cheap they are. BigQuery, Google Cloud Storage, and all these things help you do almost the same things that Amazon S3 does. But Amazon Web Services, but at a much lower rate if you are at a lower scale, like small startup or something. These sort of things. And then when it goes to advertising, if they want to do paid advertising, it's good to go with self-service tools. So all of them, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Google AdWords are perfect. So you have full control of how much you spend and when to stop.
And the future of user acquisition, what direction is it going in? I mean, it's like all marketing and customer acquisition is obviously data driven. What's the impact of this trend?
I think the impact of this trend, we are not going to be less data driven in the future. I think we are going to be more accurate with better tools in the future. Mm-hmm. But the way I see the way it's trending up and down, with the user acquisition, it goes together with the product. And now it's a big thing on IPs, celebrities, apps develop, games developed for celebrities and so on. Now also above the line advertising measurement is a big thing as well. How do you measure that TV and the billboard and influencers? And then by country, China is hot right now. Everybody wants to go to China, but does anyone realize how difficult it is?
I mean, it's just amazing the list of how this just keeps on expanding. You know, the challenges. We were talking a little bit about China last year, but not anything like it is now. So, I mean, there's just you know, just a huge challenge in just staying current with everything that's going out there and the best practices from your peers, et cetera. I mean, one approach is, of course, I guess, to read a lot. But another is, I want to hear something about the approach you're taking, Saikala, because as I understand it, you're also spearheading a new organization that is really all about this, just sharing a lot of information and knowledge.
Thank you, Peggy. This is a not-for-profit initiative from a few European, very big and successful companies around Europe. Among those, Rovio, SocialPoint, Vulgar, Nordeus, Good Game Studio, Ubisoft, Miniclip, and Space Ape Games, of course, to name a few. A few UA experts. We kind of got bored from getting UA 101 knowledge from majority of the conference and conventions. But of course, they have to do that because there's a wider demographic targeting, wider audience targeting. So we wanted to create, we wanted to change that. We wanted to create something small, around 100 people, and see how can we get together, brainstorm, share knowledge, debate, discuss things that we really care about and learn from each other. And foster the education spirit of it, which is great. So surprisingly enough, or not surprisingly, we found many peers alike in the industry and also now supporters who are supporting us to bring these events together.
Well, it sounds like a great idea and definitely really important because as we've been discussing during the whole show, I mean, user acquisition is complex. There's a lot of ways to look at it, to perfect it, testing. As you said also, Shahab, you know, it's like marketing. It's never done. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and we have marketing societies dedicated to sharing best practice. You're on the board of one, so it makes a lot of sense to have an organization like this. So after the break, we'll get back and talk a little bit more about the UA Society and maybe even how you can get involved. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. It's time to take your ad testing out of the Mesozoic era and into the Ezoic era. Ezoic is the world's first machine learning platform, creating tailored ad combinations to monetize your website. Our automated ad testing not only boosts ad income, but increases page views, improves bounce rate, and will impress the user experience. Start your 30-day free trial today at ezoic.com and join thousands of publishers who are already earning 60% more with Ezoic. That's ezoic.com. Ezoic, make your website smarter. Ezoic is a Google-certified publishing partner.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's fjorgedigital.com.
Pick out some new favorite podcasts now at cranberry.fm.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we're back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove.
And I'm Shahab Zaghari with Higher Ground Creative Agency.
Our guest today, Saikala Sultanova, lead user acquisition expert at Space Ape Games.
Yeah, and before the break, we were kind of touching on the tip of the iceberg with the UA Society. You told us a little bit about the mission. Could you tell us about what kinds of activities you guys do?
Well, during the event, it's going to be a full-day event. We'd like to cover various parts. We would like to cover pain points as well, things that we have to work with every day and see if, people out there, peers alike, have some sort of solutions that they have learned and like to share. We will talk about how to plan and execute and launch campaigns from the start. So the highlight of our day is going to be Professor Richard Barnsell, who is going to talk about game player types, game player personality types, and that's how we will open it to the rest of the information, how to target them, how to best serve ads to the most relevant people. We will talk about media planning and performance, profitable scale, and mixing your UA tools portfolio in the right way for your company. We will also talk about cultural differences impact on UA in Asian markets, because that's quite a big thing. And we see ourselves how ads perform completely differently in Asian markets, East Asia. Then we will talk about some of the other tools and how some companies like Miniclip try to outsource a lot to scale up their team capabilities. They have a very small team, but they need to spend a lot of money, which means there is a lot of work and man hours. How they do that and how they pick the best agencies out there to help them with that. Then we will also talk about mobile fraud, how branding impacts UA performance, and of course, above the line advertising. And round that all up would be a great talk on ads based monetization.
I mean, that's quite a lineup. I mean, it just sounds like a real powwow there, you know, a coming together of minds to look at all aspects of user acquisition. Just to be clear, what's the date on that, Saikala?
It's 22nd of September here in London. We will start late morning around 10 a.m. and finish around 5. And we'll have party and networking afterwards.
Okay. And to be straight about that, that's invite only. But what can our listeners maybe listening in saying, hey, can't make the trek to London, maybe, but still want to be involved or follow some of the content around the event, what would they have to do?
Well, of course, we would like you to come to London and come in person and meet us and
yeah,
have
Shahab,
a great time.
Let's do that.
But we understand not everybody can jump on the plane and just come over like that, right, with a week's notice. So for anyone who's curious and would like to find out more and see how to get involved, you can just email to welcome@uasociety.com. And you can also check out our website, uasociety.com, and contact us there. Yeah, so that email goes to the rest of the committee, because that's how we try to manage our society. So it's not, we listen to the audience and see what we need to do. And just reach out to us and we can talk and see how can we help, and if we can help, and maybe how can you help us learn something new? We're always open for new things.
So people out there with ideas or experiences or want to be speakers or whatever, I mean, getting in touch with you and getting involved, it's uasociety.com, which answers the question I was going to ask you, Saikala. You read my mind. I was going to ask you how people get in touch with you and stay informed. So Shahab, what about you?
They can get a hold of me on Twitter at Shahab Zaghari. That's Zaghari. And check out our portfolio at higherground.creative.agency.
And you can get in touch with me. You can email me, peggy@mobilegroove.com, where you can also find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. You can follow me on Twitter at Peggy Ann. That's A-N-N-E. And finally, you can check out my columns and posts about the business of mobile on Forbes VentureBeat and my own Mobile Groove. And I believe we can also check out where you're blogging, right, Saikala?
Yes, that's true. We can do. There were a couple of blogs, a couple of blog posts written. So yes, please take a look and see if it's valuable and interesting. And you can always reach out. I forgot to mention, we also have Twitter page that's called the UA Society, and there's a Facebook page as well. I think we're on all channels.
Absolutely. And that's at the UA Society?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Well, we'll be looking into that, and we'll probably have you back again at some point, Saikala, to tell us more about user acquisition and the UA Society. But for now, thanks again for joining us for Mobile Presence. Remember that new episodes of Mobile Presence air Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can check out earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Zune, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. Thanks again for listening to Mobile Presence, your inside track on everything you need to reach and engage your target audience with mobile, of course with apps, right? And remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count. We'll see you next week.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.